So it's fourth and goal from the half-yard line, and it was kind of cool. The coaching staff gave jerseys to the players and told the players to give this jersey to the teacher that has the biggest impact on your life. I think that's an awesome thing.
I like that.
And the teachers are wearing the jerseys here. So that's a very cool thing.
The one thing that kids nowadays tend to forget, and parents sometimes as well, the first thing that comes into play is a student-athlete's a student. Yeah.
All right, we'll see how these student athletes do on a fourth and goal from the half yard line. Chillicothe looking to put six on the scoreboard for the first time. And Winder takes it himself, sticks it in, standing up. A good push by the Chillicothe offensive line, and the Hornets are on the scoreboard first on the first play of the second quarter. With 11:58 left to play, it's Chillicothe leading 6-0. The extra point coming up.
Like I said, that couldn't have come at a better time as far as the quarter goes. O-line coach is able to bring the O-line together and say, hey, you got a half a yard. This is it. This is what you do. And it's like I said, it's a pride thing for them.
And the extra point is up and good by Jamison Carr. Chillicothe leads at 7-0. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI. Jamison Carr set to kick off. Lafayette back behind the 15-yard line, ready to receive. Carr, a little squibber, and it goes out of bounds at the 33, so it'll be Lafayette's ball in good field position.
Honestly, I'm not going to – that's not a bad decision,
no,
to be truthful, because you want that ball to be out of the hands of the athletes.
Yeah. And in my interview with Carr asking about that, he goes, I kick it where coach tells me. So, 35-yard line. Lafayette takes over. First and 10, Lafayette from their own 35-yard line. Second quarter just underway. Chillicothe scored on a 16-play, 88-yard drive unofficially. And snap taken by McGoy. McGoy wrapped up, still working it. Boy, he's a tough one to bring down.
He makes a
4.5-5-yard run look pretty exciting.
Well, he gets being out of that shotgun, the nice thing is he gets another 3 or 4 yard run at it, almost a head start before anybody contacts him. They changed up their formation a little bit. They had an up back right behind the right guard, and they had another running back leading McGoy.
McGoy with a gain of 5 that time on a spinning, weaving, diving. Second and 5 from Lafayette's own 40-yard line for the Fighting Irish. Ball snap taken by McGoy. He keeps it himself. Tucks it under.
Job.
Nice job to hold him to a 2-yard gain. It'll be 3rd and 3.
That was a tackle by Dawson Wheeler. Excellent job. McGoy was using that zone read that they like to use so much, and he does a great job at holding it, making a decision at the last minute. Linebackers are scraping. They're being patient, and they're not going uphill. And
just a
2-yard gain on what could have been.
Nice battle between two disciplined teams right now. Receivers 2 to the right, 2 to the left. And it goes to the lone running back, and he bumps into his own man, and that's enough to get tackled by 79, Isaac Washburn. Right at the first down marker, though.
Yeah, just enough for that first down. But I'll tell you what, right now, keep these athletes contained. That's the defense's job. And then wait for the big play. Wait for the turnover. Wait for a bad snap or indecision or bad exchange.
Lafayette, receiver wide to the right. They put 2 on the left side of the line. They're going north to south now in the second quarter, or left to right across your radio dial. Wants to pass downfield, and, wow, that was a rocket that was way too low, and now there's a flag. Is that going to be pass interference?
Yeah. The defensive back for Chillicothe just had his hands all the way around that young man's waist. That's an automatic. That's a good call.
Yeah. So Lafayette will gain yardage here.
But I'll tell you what, McGoy threw that.
That's a 15-yarder, right?
15-yard automatic first, but I'll tell you, like I said, McGoy threw that with some emphasis.
And Lafayette now at the Chillicothe 40-yard line, looking to answer Chillicothe's touchdowns. Hornets lead at 7-0, second quarter. And they hand it off to number 9, and 9 spins out and finally dropped by Wheeler. But, boy, he's a scrappy little running back.
Yes, he is.
That is Miles Henderson.
Credit Colton Sewell coming up from his safety position to fill that run lane. And just one, like almost one step off of it to kind of create a where he's coming in behind on an angle. Slowed him up enough, but I'll tell you what, that young man pinballed around and avoided some people.
Second and 7. Let's give it to Henderson again up the middle this time, and he's got enough for a first down plus an extra yard. Gets it just across the 30. We'll call it first and 10 right at the 30. He needed 3, and he picked up 3.5.
It was a tackle again by Isaac Washburn. I'll tell you what does this young man not do? Every time he's in on the bottom of the pile, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. He, from a defensive end position, he is just getting all over the place.
9:12 left to play first half, 7-0 Chillicothe. Lafayette driving, 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Hand off to Henderson. Big hole. He scampers through, and he's brought down at about the 11-yard line by Chillicothe's 26, Hayden Hill.
That's just a plain old trap counter right up the middle. Pull one.
19 yards.
One or two of those big fellows. It was just usually they just pull one. And as quick as Miles is.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. 2 receivers to the right. And this time, McGoy keeps it himself, and he is in for the touchdown. Just a little dance around the defenders. He's shifty. And it is an 11-yard touchdown run. And Lafayette made that drive look pretty easy. Of course, Chillicothe did, too, with that 15-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you give him something like that, you're always going to give him something. I mean, you're assisting him something in a way you don't want to.
Lining up for the extra point kick to tie it up. Following the 11-yard touchdown run, 7-6 Chillicothe. And this one, did it get over? Ooh, just barely. Wow. Just barely. We're tied at 7 apiece with 8:37 left to play in the first half. This is Chillicothe football on KCHI. Iris set to kick off with 8:37 left to play. Tied at 7 apiece. Chillicothe fields it at the 22-yard line and ushered out of bounds. Chillicothe, that was
Colton
that?
Sewell.
Sewell. I couldn't tell Sewell or Rashi.
Good return right there. He got about what? Fielded at about the 18, is that what you said?
Fielded at the 22.
22, okay.
And up to the 34-yard line, so that's not bad.
Return.
7 apiece. Chillicothe facing a long field again at their own 34-yard line. First play of this drive. They send, I believe that's, is that Humphrey over on the wide to the right side? Doesn't matter. It's a running play up the middle. Still on his feet. Big gain. He's got 11 yards straight up the gut of the Irish defense.
And that's Isaiah Keeley. That's
Keeley
great,
again.
Great job. I'll tell you what. What was he carrying? 3 people on his back right there? All the old line has to do is just open a hole.
Gain of 12 that time. Julius Humphrey wide to the right side. Receiver wide to the left side. And it is a give to, is that Cam Ward, I believe?
Yep.
Chillicothe gets it up to midfield. Right at the 50-yard line for Cam Ward.
Good trap.
That's
right,
a gain
there
of 4.
Faked a toss to Rashi. And had Cam Ward coming underneath Jaden with an inside handoff and had a lead blocker in Luke Hopper.
Chillicothe going right to left across your radio dial or south to north. They have it on the near side hash mark. 2nd and 6 from midfield. Winder bends under Dush. Ward in motion into the backfield, and Winder keeps it himself. Toss sweep right side. Ooh, just got him on the ankles, but a gain of a couple for Isaac Rashi. Ankle tackle that time.
And ankle tackle none other by Dayton McGoy, too. Just shows you how good of an athlete he is. But, you know, credit Rashi. Great decision by Jaden. Rashi kept his pitch all the way through.
Third down, gain of two, so it's third and four from the Lafayette 48-yard line. 7:05 and counting. Far side, right side, far side hash mark. Humphrey in receiver spot to the short side of the field. Rashi in motion, give to Wheeler, or check it, Keeley, and Keeley spins it down to the 45-yard line. So it'll be fourth and short.
And one. It's a tough decision right here.
Yeah, it's basically fourth and one.
Looks to me like Chillicothe's lining up to go for it.
Lafayette rushing some players in at the last second. And there is the five yards unless Dush flexed the football or something. And, no, it is a fresh set of downs thanks to the penalty on the Lafayette Irish.
And, you know, right there, credit the offensive line for Chillicothe for being disciplined enough to either know, hey, don't jump, it's a no play, or...
And that was Irish caught off guard because they were shuffling players as Chillicothe was starting the
count. I think they were almost anticipating for it to be a punt.
Yeah.
So the return team was coming on.
Yeah. Fresh set of downs, first and 10 from the Lafayette 40. Winder passes to Sewell in the backside flats.
Ooh.
Sewell dances. Sewell's on his horse. He dances out of another tackle but can't shake the final one, but a gain of 19 yards on a pitch and catch.
Wow.
And that was pretty darned exciting.
That was great.
Winder to Sewell, just a pass to the left side flat.
Take one.
And that gets first and 10 from the 21-yard line, so a 19-yard pitch and catch.
He dodged what, five, six?
Yeah, he's a shifty little rascal. And he had that next one shifted, but someone came up from behind him that he didn't see. All right, first and 10 from the 21 of Lafayette. They go to the winning game. Winder keeps it himself. Winder goes around to the official, and Winder gets a first and goal inside the five. The official with a nice screen block. Thank you, sir. I'll talk highly of you and your parents.
You know, right there, again, the offense is clicking. They've got a good rhythm going, and... That's just plain old speed option. And Jaden was able to carry out that fake and force his pitch key to make a commitment towards the running back. And he just tucked it right up underneath. And
gain of 17 yards down to the 4-yard line. And they have to respect Keeley. And that kind of opened up opened up the quarterback keeper. So first and goal. And it's a give to Keeley, and Keeley is gets a yard, maybe two, up the center of the defense. And there is a lot of white jerseys around there, so good job by Isaiah Keeley to be able to come up with something. And that's a gain of one. Second and goal from the 3-yard line.
Bringing in Dawson
and Keeley,
Wheeler back.
Yeah, Wheeler is back in, and Keeley. Combined the two, and we got Wheelie.
There you go.
All right, Winder bends under center, directs his troop, man in motion, keeps it himself, sends it inside, and we have found the red touchdown once again.
Great line search by offensive line. I don't think anybody touched Dawson Wheeler until he was 2 or 3 feet into the end zone.
So Wheeler straight up the gut. We talked about it before. That's got Dush, Hopper, wouldn't surprise me if Winder got a shoulder pad on someone,
right,
too, maybe.
Right.
So Chillicothe leads at 13-7. Jamison Carr puts his foot in the ball, and that is good. Chillicothe leads at 14-0. 14-7. Chillicothe leads at 14-7. Carr kicks off from the near side hash mark, a low squibber. And picked up at the 34-yard line and returns it up to the 40. That is number 20.
Good cover right there, what we talked about earlier. Jameis is just He's going to make sure that he is not going to kick that ball back to those speedsters all the way in the back in the return backfield. So give up a little bit of field position for securing a tackle.
First and 10 from the Lafayette zone, 41-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now we got two to the left. First and 10 for Lafayette. 4:23 left to play in the half. And good defense by Chillicothe there to stop. Well, I got a little bit more than I thought. Gain of three that time.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You know, the defensive line is doing a great job. They're giving up some serious girth up front, but they're doing a great job of scrambling and forcing those big fellas on the offensive line for Lafayette to really just keep their feet moving and keep on blocks rather than just, you know, mowing people down. And
second and 7 for Lafayette from their own 44-yard line. Two receivers to either side. McGloy once is under pressure, steps up, decides against the pass, and someone stepped up and brought him down for a gain of maybe one as the receivers were covered and had pressure on him.
17, who is that?
That is
Braxton Johnson,
the sophomore.
Great job.
Yeah, we've called his name, you know, last week and this week, too. He's doing a dandy job out there. And they say up to the 44-yard line, so no gain. Didn't get sacked, but didn't get any gain. And
I kind of like that right there. Donald McCracken's playing the nose, and he's very quick.
Two receivers to the right and left, and McGoy keeps it himself, runs into his own player. Then the Hornets rally and drop him.
And
coming up with the football is number 41, but I don't think that was a turnover. No. And McCracken tried to sell it pretty well, but
the
officials weren't buying.
That's exactly what you need to do. You need to act like you got that ball, and maybe somebody thinks, oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so it's 4th and 7, and Lafayette looks to be lined up in punt formation. They are on the right side hash mark, right side of the field, the short side of the field. Chillicothe standing on the 25-yard line. No rush. Nice short punt taken on the run at the 32-yard line and wrapped up at about the 35 and a late flag.
Yeah, that came in from quite a ways away. I would say probably going to be a face mask the way the distance that flag flew.
And was that Rashi on the return,
yes,
I believe?
Yep. I'll tell you, we were talking earlier at the break that this is exactly what Chillicothe defense needed to do. They needed to get a stop.
And we get.
Well, that's weird. There wasn't anybody else in the. There wasn't any other. Okay, never mind. I want to be quiet.
Okay. Block in the back against Chillicothe. So that is a 10-yard.
10-yard penalty from the end of the run.
So Chillicothe with 2:15 left to play as 1st and 10 at the 26-yard line.
So we run a little. Chillicothe runs a little bit of 2-minute drill. They've got three timeouts left.
Yeah.
Can't take them in. They don't roll over. May as well use them.
All right, Wheeler in the backfield. Rashi and Ward at the wing backs. Rashi in motion, give to Wheeler, and Wheeler is wrapped up after a gain of a couple. Boy, that gap closed real quickly by a good-sized young man.
There wasn't much to do on that one. But like I said,
and
you know.
Did gain one. I said two, gain one up to the 27. 2nd and 9 with 1:56 left to play from their own 27.
Chillicothe really wants to be kind of in a hurry-up mode, I would think, to try to make sure that they do get that last score in before the half.
Yeah.
Because and Lafayette comes out in the.
Coaching staff finally signals the play in. Chillicothe is good to go with 1:38 left to play in the first half, leading 14-7. Hornets leading the Irish. Toss sweep to Cam Ward. Ward crosses the 30 and gets up to the 32-yard line, well short of the first down. It'll be third down. Gain of about 5 that time.
Good run by Ward. Some good perimeter blocking right there. And
3rd and 4.
He wanted to make a cutback to try and get in to find a crease.
6 and counting. Clock running at the Chillicothe zone 32-yard line. Can they cover 68 yards in 57 seconds?
Yeah, they can.
I know I couldn't, even if I was all alone and running. Winder drops back, wants to air it out. Goes deep, Sewell. Close.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. It was good defense. Four on four. It was Nichols. Javier Nichols had good coverage. Ball just a whisker underthrown, maybe, by just a couple of inches.
Yeah.
And so that made it kind of a jump ball. So 42 seconds left. Chillicothe will punt on a fourth and four from the 32-yard line. All right. How's our punt defense, punt team defense doing?
Best thing you could do, kick it to where he isn't.
So wise words from Coach Prather.
You're on the they're on the right hash or on the left hash. Kick it all the way across the field. Go diagonal.
Winder with a high booming punt. Advances at the 30 and fielded at the 29-yard line. No return. Nice high booming punt by Winder.
Yep. Actually took a very another Winder weird bounce. Hit the ground, came right back up almost in reverse.
35 seconds left. Chillicothe sets their defense, the Irish, on their own 29-yard line. So they are capable of covering 71 yards in 35 seconds on one play.
Yep.
And they're capable of not doing that. So we'll see which one works for them. 14-7, Lafayette will get the ball with the second to start the second half. So this would be a big stop for Chillicothe.
Right now, defensively, there has been nothing wrong with what's been going on previously, so just keep doing what you're doing. Play patient, play smart.
Three receivers to the left, and McGoy passes to the flats at the 30, and
perfect.
That's where he's wrapped up. Good defense.
Excellent job.
And it was complete to number three.
Bledsoe.
1-3 for a gain of a yard probably is where they're going to mark it, and 30-yard line, second and 9 from the 30 with 23 seconds left to play. And we got a timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds, back in 60 on KCHI. All right, they had a couple of seconds, and we got a flag now as the ball is snapped at the 28-second mark. And what do we got now? Throwing by the sideline.
Somebody jump a little bit early. Yep.
Procedure against Lafayette. All right.
Receiver
so it'll
looked
be
like
20.
He wanted to try and get a head start.
It'll be second and 14 from the 25-yard line now. Lafayette's own 25. 28 seconds once again. That play didn't take any time off the clock. An extended halftime show. That means we got more time to talk stuff. And wants to go deep. Deep. In and out. Boy, that was a catchable football by that number five. That went right through his outstretched arms. He could have had that. Probably should have had that. That's when you don't really want to run back to the huddle if you're number five.
And I'll tell you what, that ball went from the 20-yard line where Dayton McGoy threw it to the 25-yard line where it went out of bounds. That's
and it was right on target,
and
too.
And it was on the money, right. Great coverage by the defense.
Yeah, that was Colton Sewell on coverage. Two receivers to the right side, wide side of the field. Two to the shallow left side of the field. McGoy, a little shovel pass forward to number nine, the running back, and he is going to dance out of bounds with 14 seconds left. Little underhanded shovel pass.
Those are always dangerous, especially when you've got that, speed.
Yeah.
And the defense is trying to contain that speed, and they come up a little bit too fast. And you have that little Mr. Henderson, who's as sneaky as he is.
It's a 16-yard gain up to the 41-yard line. 14 seconds left. Three receivers to the right side. Defensive backs are at about the between the 30 and 40. And he goes to the shallow side of the field, back to number nine. And that gets it down to 9 seconds, and I think another first down. And that gets, no, second down.
Just
nudged
out
of bounds at the 50.
Yep.
So that should be second and one.
9 seconds left.
Wheeler bumps him out of bounds. So nine, as you said, 9 seconds. Look for him to maybe try the end zone here or get it close enough for a field goal. We got a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds, 9 seconds left in the first half. Lafayette with a second and two from their own 49-yard line. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Coach Prather says with 9 seconds left and one timeout, you can't get two plays run here.
I think so. I mean,
especially if the first one is an incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass usually helps.
But the second one incomplete pass would help more. That'd be a nice one. Go ahead and complete the first one. Let's miss the second one and call it good enough. All right, 9 seconds left. Chillicothe leading 14-7. Drama in the tail end of the second quarter. Plenty of time for him to throw. Incomplete in and out of the arms of number five. I thought he had it, but didn't have it long enough to be called a catch.
There was like a double crossing route right there and almost looked like, we've seen one trick play a week, right?
Yeah, usually.
Wouldn't surprise me right here.
All right, so the ball is on the 50, it's on the 49 actually.
So you got third and one from the 49, 5 seconds left.
McGoy stands back all alone, light pressure.
There's the pitch.
And there's a hook and ladder to number eight, and he is, or number nine, and he's drops it. Fool me 2 weeks in a row, then that's on us.
And that's exactly, I think that's what they were trying to do the first time.
Yeah. All right, so that was a completed pass, and it ended up going all the way down to the 35. All right, end of the first half. Chillicothe leads at 14-7.